Welcome to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoy today's story, forward it to a friend. And now, the tale of Tom Kitten. Once upon a time, there were three little kittens. Their names were Mittens, Tom Kitten, and Moppet. They had dear little fur coats of their own, and they tumbled about the doorstep and played in the dust. But one day their mother, Miss Tabitha Twitchit, expected friends to tea, so she fetched the kittens indoors to wash and dress them before the fine company arrived. First, she scrubbed their faces. Then she brushed their fur. Then she combed their tails and whiskers. Tom was very naughty, and he scratched. Miss Tabitha dressed Moppet and Mittens in clean aprons, and then she took all sorts of elegant, uncomfortable clothes out of a chest of drawers in order to dress up her son Tom. Tom Kitten was very fat, and he had grown. Several buttons burst off. His mother sewed them on again. When the three kittens were ready, Miss Tabitha unwisely turned them out into the garden to be out of the way while she made hot buttered toast. "Now, keep your outfits clean, children. You must walk on your hind legs. Keep away from the dirty ash pit and from Sally Henny Penny, and from the pigsty and the puddle ducks." Moppet and Mittens walked down the garden path unsteadily, and then they stepped on their aprons and fell on their noses. When they stood up, there were several green smears on their clothes.
"We should climb up the terrace and sit on the garden wall," said Moppet.
They turned their aprons back to front and then went up with a skip and a jump. Moppet's handkerchief fell down into the road. Tom Kitten was quite unable to jump when walking on his hind legs and trousers. He climbed up the terrace, breaking the ferns, and shedding buttons right and left. He was all in pieces when he reached the top of the wall. Moppet and Mittens tried to pull him together when his hat fell off and the rest of his buttons burst. While they were in difficulties, there was a pit-pat-paddle-pat, and the three puddle ducks came along the high hard road, marching one behind the other, and doing the goose step. Pit-pat-paddle-pat, pit-pat-waddle-pat. They stopped and stood in a row, and stared up at the kittens. They had very small eyes and looked surprised. Then the two duckbirds, Rebecca and Jemima Puddle Duck, picked up the hat and handkerchief, and put them on their heads. Mittens laughed so much that she fell off the wall. Moppet and Tom descended after her. The pinafores and all the rest of Tom's clothes came off on the way down.
"Come, Mr. Drake Puddle Duck," said Moppet. "Come and help us dress him. Come and button up Tom."
Mr. Drake Puddle Duck advanced in a slow, sideways manner and picked up the various articles. But he put them on himself. They fit him even worse than Tom Kitten.
"It's a very fine morning," said Mr. Drake Puddle Duck, and he and Jemima and Rebecca Puddle Duck set off up the road, keeping step, pit-pat, paddle-pat, pit-pat, waddle-pat.
Then Tabitha Twitchit came down to the garden and found her kittens on the wall with no clothes on. She pulled them off the wall and took them back to the house.
"My friends will arrive in a minute, and you are not fit to be seen. I am so upset," said Tabitha Twitchit.
She sent them upstairs, and I'm sorry to say, she told her friends that they were in bed with the measles, which was not true. Quite the contrary, they were not even in bed, not in the least. Throughout the party, there were extraordinary noises overhead, which disturbed the dignity and restfulness of the tea party. But once the tea party ended, Mrs. Tabitha Twitchit went upstairs to punish her mischievous kittens, only to find them fast asleep. Thank you for listening to Bedtime Stories. Please make sure you press follow to get notified of new stories and leave a rating. If you enjoyed today's story, forward it to a friend. If you have a suggestion for a new story, send us an email, magicmonorail@gmail.com. Until next time, good night.